The Irish Examiner leads with the expectation that the Cabinet COVID-19 subcommittee, which is meeting today, will favour the use of digital COVID certs at live music gigs and other indoor events. Daniel McConnell also reports that members of the Event Industry Alliance, who are meeting the Taoiseach, Taoiseach and Arts Minister Catherine Martin today, are expected to push for an early reopening of the sector. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Belfast Telegraph reports on a Lucid Talk poll, which found that 59% of those polled were not in favour of the proposed lifting of all COVID rules in Northern Ireland by the end of next month. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with comments made by Professor Luke O'Neill on RTÉ Radio yesterday, calling for all primary school children to wear masks. The Minister for Housing has asked the Catholic Church to identify land or vacant buildings it owns that could be used to tackle the housing crisis. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Times. Cormac McQuinn reports that Dara O'Brien made the request in a letter to the Primate of All Ireland, Archbishop of Armagh, Eamon Martin, on Wednesday, which highlighted recent comments made by the Archbishop and other clergy on the need to address the housing crisis. The minister's letter acknowledged the independence of the church in managing its property portfolio, but noted that some dioceses have been engaging with local authorities in relation to unused land banks and properties, and expressed the hope that such an engagement could happen on a greater scale. The Irish Independent leads with the line that insurance policy holders who suspect that they're the victim of a fraudulent claim will be able to bypass insurers and report their suspicions directly to a new centralised Garda unit to tackle bogus claims, which is to be launched next month. The arduous journey home via a number of commercial flights across Asia and Europe taken by the 36 Irish people who were evacuated out of Kabul last week generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail. And the paper also runs with a striking image on its front page of an armed US Marine comforting a sobbing child in Kabul. The Irish Daily Star leads with the line that Brian Meehan, who is serving a sentence for the murder of Veronica Guerin, is moving to Shelton Abbey Open Prison. And for its lead story, the Irish Sun has a story about the amount of fan mail convicted killer Joe O'Reilly receives in prison. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Examiner has a picture of a news crew reporting from the coast of New Orleans yesterday as Storm Ida rapidly approached. The weekend's GAA semi-finals generate lots of coverage this morning. Tyrone's men's team win over Kerry in football, and Cork's nail-biting victory over Kilkenny and Galway's win over Tipperary and Camogie all generate lots of pictures and commentary. A shot of jubilant Tyrone players in the aftermath of their spectacular one-point win against Kerry in extra time dominates the front of today's Irish news. And that game also generates some intriguing headlines. Tyrone remain Kerry's kryptonite is Eamon Fitzmaurice's assessment in the Examiner, while the Independent flags Eamon Sweeney's assertion on its front page that Kerry are now the Man United of the GAA. And finally, Paralympian Jason Smith is also pictured on the front of today's Independent after his win in the T13 100 metre race in Tokyo yesterday, while the Times opts for an action picture in its front page of the Derryman beating his nearest competitor by 1/100th of a second to claim the gold medal.